Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, HIMSS is coming up, and I ask the question, HIMSS, yes or no? My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, SureTest, Artisite, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Panda Health, Certify Health, Notable, and ServiceNow. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Let's see, what do we want to talk about? Captain's Campaign for Cures. If you are going to HIMSS, please find Captain, get your picture taken, grab your friends. Every smiling face in that picture is going to get a dollar, as you heard earlier, because I think the pre thing to the Today Show now talks about that. So love to see you at HIMSS. Love to see that happen. We anticipate getting halfway to our annual goal by the end of this month, which is pretty amazing and a testament to the generosity of this community. So thank you very much. One last thing, mentor, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Agree, disagree, just use it as a foundation for discussion. Help them to understand how you think, and that's why you are mentoring them. They want to know how you think and how you process things. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, here's the thing. I went to the Vive. I'm going to HIMSS. I've been to some of these other conferences over the years. I've been to Scottsdale Institute. I've been to Becker's. I've been to some of the smaller things that go on as well. I've never been to a Gartner conference. I shall have to remedy that someday. But anyway, here's the million-dollar question. Are you going to HIMSS? And I've been asking it a lot lately, and I'm getting a lot of no answers from health system leaders. Some of that is due to what is going on today in healthcare, which is the Change Healthcare, breach, problem, outage, whatever you want to call it. I know a bunch of health system leaders are planning contingencies, putting Relay Health in, putting other things in, but we are working through a fairly complex crisis at this point. And so some people aren't coming for that reason. Some people aren't coming because they've made the decision, hey, I can't go to every conference that's out there, so I'm going to go to one or the other, or I'm going to go to a different conference. And so I wanted to talk about how I think about this. Maybe this will help you, maybe it won't. Love to hear your thoughts on it. This is one case where you're a consumer. And for the most part, you're a consumer. And I know this contradicts some of the stuff I've said in other podcasts. I have a tendency to speak out of both sides of my mouth on things, because it depends what lens you have. It depends how you're looking at things. But you, if you're a CIO or a healthcare leader, you're busy, period. End of discussion. You cannot go to everything you're invited to, or you're not going to have a family life, or you're not going to have a team, a solid team at your health system. This is not about building your career. It is about doing what's in the best interest of your organization. You're a consumer in this case. And so when I look at these conferences, they break down into different types of conferences. There are the carnivals, and some are more carnival than others. Some are becoming more carnival than they used to be. Vive is a carnival. HIMSS is a carnival. Becker's is becoming more of a carnival, but they limit it because they limit the people who can be there who are not a part of a health system. But still, they're trying to become more of a carnival. They're being driven, I think, by financial returns. And that's, by the way, that's the net of it. So Vive is a part of health. Health is private equity backed. They're after returns. HIMSS has proven they are after returns. I think they actually sold the US events business. They are after returns. And whoever bought it is definitely after returns, because they spent money for it. Now they have to get that return. Becker's is partially private equity backed. And anytime you're private equity backed, I don't care if it's 5% or 100%, there's a returns mentality associated with it. And so you're going to take on more sponsors, you're going to do more things to those things. Those are the carnivals. There's value in the carnivals, by the way. And the value I find in the carnivals is it is a great way to see a bunch of vendors very quickly. And now for me, this is how I used it. You might use it completely different, but this is how I used it. So there are one of the most effective things at the Vive conference was the hosted buyer meetings. So 15 minutes with various buyers, it pays for your ticket, so you don't have to pay for your ticket, and you get 15 minutes with these various partners. Some people like it, some people don't like it. I think it's fairly effective because I didn't have a problem shutting people down. If they were going to hound me, I could shut them down very quickly. If they were going to put me in their top of funnel and I was going to start getting bombarded with emails, I could shut that down very quickly. So I wasn't worried too much about people getting my badge and my name and my email address. Those 15 minutes would be pretty effective for me to identify potential new solutions. That's number one. Number two, I used to go to HIMSS all the time. Again, there wasn't this amazing proliferation when I was a CIO, but I would go to HIMSS all the time. And my goal at HIMSS was to meet with my various key partners. So I would go from my EHR provider to my CRM provider to my ERP provider to my networking partner to VMware, whatever category they're in, because they had a ton of different things. But I'd hit all those major partners. And one of the reasons I did that was I could, in a matter of 2 to 3 days, I could meet not only with my sales team, but I could meet with senior executives from those organizations and subject matter experts. So we could lay out essentially, where are you going with this product? How are you thinking? Is there some things that you can include? How can you help me to be successful? And so I could do that over the course of 2 days. Now, some CIOs will say, these people are going to come to me. You know what? It's not going to be nearly as efficient as 2 days walking around a conference and getting in front of those key people, senior executives, your sales team, and subject matter experts. So they bring them to one place. You get to go around and meet them all. This is one of the things that really made me sad about the split of Chime and HIMSS, because like HIMSS, don't like HIMSS, it still has 1,010 sponsors on that floor. And I was at Vive, I didn't see Epic, I saw staff from Epic, but I didn't see an Epic booth. And I didn't see, I didn't see a Meditech booth, I didn't see a Cerner booth, I didn't see Health Catalyst, there's just a host of organizations that aren't there yet. Not because they wouldn't love to have them, but they have to choose where they're going to go. And to date, HIMSS still draws the majority of those people. And one of the reasons I think HIMSS does is because the Vive conference is very specific towards health IT technology and health tech and innovation and that kind of stuff, whereas HIMSS is more broad. You're gonna see a ton more nurse, and by the way, I think Vive is trying to get more nurses, more clinical, more all that stuff. But HIMSS traditionally has a broad following. You're going to see a lot of clinicians at Vive to HIMSS and whatnot. You're going to see, because a lot of the health system leaders, IT leaders aren't going to be there, I'm finding you're seeing the second tier of people going. It's, hey, I can't go, you go. And tell me what's going on. And so I'm seeing a lot of chief technology officers and data officers and security officers heading to HIMSS. There's a fairly good security meeting that happens the day before HIMSS starts. And so that's who's going to that conference. Which gets to the second thing. Again, I always say that the most important part of these get-togethers is the interaction with other people who share your role, to have conversations, potentially drive partnerships, to learn things from each other and whatnot. I don't find the carnivals to be good for that, to be honest. Even though Chime and Vive are together, I still don't find there to be enough quality time with other CIOs to get to a point of moving the ball down the field. For that, I'm not looking at the carnivals. I'm looking at things that are less carnival-esque. And things like the Scottsdale Institute, obviously the 229 Project, Health Management Academy, there's other venues and other events that are geared and designed to bring health leaders into community, into discussion, that they don't have a carnival, they don't have a showroom floor or boat show-esque feel to them. But it's a different purpose, right? I say those things and it sounds like I'm being derogatory. There's value in that. I went to Hinz because they had the boat show, because I could go to all these different booths and get what I needed to get to. I would go to a Scottsdale Institute or 229 Project meeting because I could sit across from my peers, and over the course of two and a half days, you could have meaningful discussions on what you're doing around analytics, what you're doing around cybersecurity. Again, in these kinds of settings, you can be more honest, more direct, and have those kinds of conversations. So if I were CIO in this world today, I would step back and I would have a conference strategy. I know it sounds goofy. Which ones would I go to? And what am I trying to get out of it? Again, you're a consumer. What's best for you? What's best for the organization that you represent? What's best for the team that you represent? In some cases, you're going to send key players to different things. You might send a player to the Gartner conference. You might go to Vive because you want to be a part of Chime and interact with your peers there. And that works. And you might go to HIMSS because you want to meet with your vendors. But I would have a strategy around this. You might want to, again, expand your network. I think one of the most valuable things is expanding your network so that you have people to call on when you have questions, when you have comments and concerns. I've worked with, as I was coaching healthcare leaders, I pushed very strongly on this idea of building out your network. For me, it has been just absolutely essential in my progress as a CIO and as an individual. And you get to run ideas by people. You get people who are down a path farther than you. You get people that you can compare yourself to. You can look at it and say, they're able to do this with fewer resources. They're able to do this with a better quality metric. How are they able to do that? And you're able to have that conversation if you have that network, if you have that relationship. And so I find that to be essential. So conference strategy, what are you after? And quite frankly, you don't have to take a long time on it. You just have to think it through and not let it happen to you. My concern and my warning to you is you can overdo conferences. If you show up at too many conferences, you will get a reputation as someone who is not serious in your role. And I say that as a warning to you because there is a FOMO that exists in our industry of, oh my gosh, look at all these people who are at this conference. Look at all those things. Don't even give it a second thought. The people who go to every conference are not serious in their role. They are more concerned, in my opinion, they are more concerned about advancing their own personal interests and personal career than they are in advancing their health system's objectives. And to me, those people aren't serious people to consider. That's my two cents. Put your strategy together, get focused, figure out which carnival you want to go to. I think you should go to one of them, because I think there's value in meeting with the vendors and there's value in seeing all the startups and players that you can see around the outside edges of those floors. And I think there's value in interacting with your peers. And then determine which of the, let's call them relationship-based conferences you're going to go to. And when you're going to those conferences, identify the people you absolutely want to make sure you make a connection with, because that is your goal and your objective. And as we always say, begin with the end in mind. All right, that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Oh, by the way, next week is HIMSS. I will likely do an episode on Tuesday. I cannot guarantee Wednesday. We will see, but I will definitely be back on Thursday. You might only get three today shows next week. We'll see what happens. All right, I think I said this, but I'll say it again. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Keep the conversation going. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders: SureTest, Artisite, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Panda Health, Certify Health, Notable, and ServiceNow. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.